Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at FaZe380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/FaZe5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, FaZe380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
I'm about to get on their ass this time. I'm about to get on they wrong. The police could kill a man on camera and get qualified immunity. And I'm tired of beefing with my own kind. I'm trying to find some unity. Tired of the foolery. The system abusing me. I gotta ride with the tool of me. This shit ain't cool to me. But I'd be damned if I let you niggas make a fool of me. So I keep two on me. I done came a long way from the block with breakdowns. Finally opened my eyes when I had my daughter. Got tired of them shakedowns. The way I survived the game is still painting my heart. I got a lot to say now. And I'ma show my whole ass on these motherfuckers. I ain't about to play around. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? Cause they telling niggas what to say now. When guilty ass don't wanna hear the truth, try to act offended, shit pitiful. If I was you, I'd be miserable. This war we fighting is spiritual. In other words, I'm doing God's work when I turn thoughts into artwork. My words fly like darts work, specifically designed to hit the target. They don't even wanna teach history the way it's meant to be because the shit is heartless. I might not change the world, but it's a chance I can spark the brain that's gonna get it started. Many die for me to walk like this, for me to talk like this. Rest in peace to Marcus. Got my eyes behind the scope, and I ain't taking none but headshots. I got great aim, but my 4-5 still came with a red dot. I got in this game, and I put this bitch in a headlock.
And staying with the Middle East, where Israel is fighting on multiple fronts, the Netanyahu government is battling Hamas in Gaza, but also taking on Iran-backed Hezbollah in Syria. On Monday, an airstrike targeted the Iranian consular building in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Israel was reportedly behind it, though it has not claimed or denied any role to date. Now, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has threatened to hit back, saying that Israel would be slapped for its airstrike, and also warned Israel over its ongoing offensive in Gaza.
This failure of the Israeli regime in Gaza will definitely continue, as well as these desperate efforts like what they did in Syria. Of course, they will be slapped for this action. They fell into their own trap, which there is no saving from. And every day the Zionist regime in Gaza continues, it will be closer to decline and dissolution.
Now, Monday's airstrike in Damascus killed 7 of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, including 2 generals and 2 Quds Force commanders. The Quds Force is the foreign operation arm of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And the Iranian ambassador to Syria said that the strike by Israel leveled the 5-story consular building. Now, Iran blames not only Israel, but also the United States for this attack.
Unfortunately, the false claimants of human rights have been shamefully silent. And not only do they not try to stop the killing machine of the Zionist regime, but they openly and covertly participate in this crime, centered on the United States. Without any doubt, America is a definite accomplice in the crimes of the Zionist regime in Gaza.
Now, Israel has long considered Iran to be its main enemy. In fact, Iran backs all anti-Israel non-state actors in the Middle East, be it Hamas, Hezbollah, or the Yemen-based Houthis. In fact, since the Gaza war began in October, Israel has traded frequent cross-border fire with Hezbollah. The strike on the Iranian mission has escalated tensions further, raising fears of a direct confrontation between Israel and Iran. And reports say that Israel is in fact beefing up its air defenses and has called up its reservists in anticipation of an Iranian strike.
Every day we gain further evidence that we find ourselves in a multi-front war that is both offensively and defensively. We operate everywhere, every day, in order to prevent our enemies from gaining strength and in order to make it clear to anyone who acts against us all over the Middle East that the price for action against Israel will be a heavy one.
Meanwhile, Washington has informed Tehran that it did not have any prior information about the strike on its mission in Syria.
Well, we've made it very clear in private channels to Iran that we were not responsible for the strike that happened in Damascus. I will reiterate, the U.S. had no involvement in that strike, and we had no knowledge about it ahead of time. So I'll just leave it at that.
To not take advantage of the situation to resume its attacks on American forces deployed in the Middle East.
We will not hesitate to defend our personnel and repeat our prior warnings to Iran and its proxies not to take advantage of the situation. Again, an attack in which we had no involvement or advanced knowledge to resume their attacks on U.S. personnel.
And now you see this, fam. Now, America is giving Israel billions of dollars, right? But they say they not involved. America support and gave Israel all the guns and the weapons, but they say they ain't involved. The Jewish people is running America, but they say they ain't involved. See, we got to think about this, man. We got to think about this, fam. Now, the ISH people, Jewish people, starting all this mess, and they got all the money and stuff, and they under the bunker while we go up here and get this whooping that we ain't even know why we getting a whooping. We wasn't even involved with it. We ain't had nothing to say about it. We ain't even know about it. But we still gonna get this whooping that they created. And now they in a down in the bunker snickering.
Millions of dollars in cash is missing after a brazen burglary in Sylmar. The suspects broke in undetected on Easter Sunday. ABC's Derek Dennis has the latest on this investigation.
This morning, burglars have gotten away with tens of millions of dollars in what's being called one of Los Angeles' largest cash heists in history. Sources say the LAPD and FBI are investigating the Easter Sunday theft at a money storage facility in the neighborhood of Sylmar in the San Fernando Valley. The brazen burglars were able to breach the building by entering through the roof to gain access to the vault without setting off alarms, the company that owns the building not realizing the crime until Monday morning. The facility handles and stores cash from businesses across the region. It's not the first time in recent memory California has seen a brazen heist. In 2022, $100 million in jewels were stolen from this Brinks tractor trailer at a remote rest stop north of L.A. in what could be the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history.
This isn't lifestyles of the rich and famous. These are mom and pop jewelers. I have a client 66 years old. He lost everything in this theft.
But in terms of cold, hard cash, this heist on Sunday appears more similar to a 1997 heist at the Dunbar Armored Facility in Los Angeles. $18 million was stolen in a robbery. Adjusted for inflation, it would top $35 million today. So far, no suspects in the Easter Sunday heist. Authorities say the sophistication of the operation indicates a burglary crew of some kind is responsible.
Listen to this.
I just got it a bit. March, okay, yeah. So in the next 2 weeks or so, April the 8th, it's gonna be on a Monday, 2024. ever since I get hold of this solar eclipse that is gonna happen over Babylon, US, in the Americas, I've been warning brothers and sisters. I will do a playlist. I'll go in my thing and I'll gather all the videos that I've done concerning the solar eclipse. And I'm urging you, church, to watch it so you understand this video. Because if you're new to the channel and you haven't heard me talk about the solar eclipse before, you may not get what I'm about to say, because this is going to be a warning. And this video, please share it. I don't normally tell brothers and sisters share my videos, because I know that you automatically do that. Some of you are very good at that, you share. But this one, I am telling you, brothers and sisters, please share this with families and friends, because this may save them. Ever since the incoming solar eclipse has made known to us, and we're in the season of this to happen, for the past 2 months or a month or so, I've been talking about the solar eclipse on April the 8th. And I've been talking about this in the form of warnings. That is what I've been talking about. In the form of warning the church, warning brothers and sisters what is to come. This eclipse is not going to be like your normal eclipse. And there's a lot I have to say. I want to say one thing. I want to concentrate on one thing, because there's another thing that the Lord is telling me. But I want to concentrate on one thing, what He has told me, what He showed me in the realm of the Spirit. This solar eclipse is not your normal solar eclipse, because there is a lot of demonic activities that is going to take place when the solar eclipse is going to happen. All right, now I did a video concerning the bridge, Baltimore Bridge. Talk about the bridge, and when I was talking to you brothers and sisters concerning the bridge, and that it's just man-made crashing, really and truly, that detonators, the set detonators on this bridge and collapse the bridge, and they said, all right, it's a ship sort of thing, like, right? But I said in the video that this is a forerunner, a foreshadow, to show you that the defense in Babylon is weak. As I was talking to you brothers and sisters making that video, the Lord began to show me in the realm of the Spirit. Because sometimes when I'm talking like this and I'm talking to you, the Lord will be showing me things. It doesn't overload me. It doesn't burden me. All right? He'll show me a glimpse, just a little bit. And sometimes he'll say, he want me to say in the video that I'm doing, or he will tell me to make a new video. So as I was talking about the bridge, the Baltimore Bridge, and the crash that has happened, for a split second, the Lord showed me something in the realm of the Spirit. And that's why in the video, you'll hear me say, yes, Lord, I receive that. Anytime you see I do a video and you hear me say, yes, Lord, I receive that, that's the Holy Spirit talking to me. As I was doing that video, brothers and sisters, I saw... in the realm of the Spirit, the solar eclipse. And as I saw the solar eclipse happening in the realm of the Spirit, I saw what appears to be shadows coming out of the darkness from the solar eclipse. That is when it's full totality, not half, but full totality. I saw these shadows coming out. And what they look like is, how I can describe them, it's like the shape of a man with a tail. And they're all black. Lord, millions, thousands of them coming out. I don't know if they're coming from behind the moon or behind the moon and the sun, but it's in that vicinity. It's in that vicinity. I saw these shadows. Like I said, they look, the top of them look human, but the bottom from the waist down is like a little tail. Can't describe it. So they got a little tail like that. as the Lord began to show me this while we're doing the video, because remember, we're very quick. So I'm talking about it and it sounds long, but what he showed me was pictorial. So we're really, really quick, right? Within 5 seconds and it was finished. But because I'm describing it, it sounds like it were long. So when I saw these entities shooting down from the solar eclipse, I saw the people with glasses that were looking at the totality of the solar eclipse. I saw these shadows or these entities enter into them. The Lord began to speak to me. And the Lord told me, Ahaya says that there is going to be an increase in demonic. Come on now. Hallelujah. There is going to be an increase in demonic activities during and after the solar eclipse. And I said, Father, what is this? I said, Ahaya, what is this that you're showing me? Lord said, warn the people. Warn the people. Brothers and sisters, I am telling you, this solar eclipse should be a normal done deal solar eclipse. That's it. It should be just be a normal eclipse. Moon crosses the sun or sun crosses the moon, whatever way it is, right? Normal solar eclipse, done, dusted, and over. That is it. But this one is different. This solar eclipse is different. Why is it different? Because the wicked is tampering. Are you listening to me, church? The wicked is tampering with the eclipse. Don't worry. Maybe say, oh, Sister Karen, not getting the tamper. Don't you worry yourself. They know how to do this thing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, powers, rulers of darkness in this dark world. All right? So this is what we are coming against. Hold on, brothers and sisters. Hold on 1 second, brothers and sisters. This is what we are coming against, brothers and sisters, right? So when the Lord showed that, I need to find it, I need to read it for you, because the reason I want to read this scripture, because I know some of you are watching this and thinking, well, it's a solar eclipse, it's a natural occurrence up there in the heavens. But you've got to understand that the wicked tampers with things. If they can put up fake moon and fake sun, don't you think that they can tamper with the solar eclipse? And they knew that this was going to happen. How is it that they gave the date? How is it that they can give the date and said, oh, April the 8th, 2024, we will have a solar eclipse. And they gave the date way, way, way in advance. Understand what is going on. Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. What are principalities? Principalities are fallen angels. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Who are the rulers? Your dirty pharaohs and Caesars that sits in parliament. Those are the rulers of this dark world. Against what? Spiritual wickedness in high places. What is a spiritual wickedness? This is the witchcraft. This is the occultic. This is tapping into the dark force. This is bringing into our realm the forces of darkness.
Breaking news. Okay, everybody. Somehow, some way, we have gotten into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Because it's getting worse, y'all. I know it was worse, but it just got a lot worse. Okay? Now, some may look at this as a win in some way, shape, or form. I'm not sure why, but I'm gonna explain to you why this is not a win, okay? In my professional opinion, I don't feel like this is a win. Why? Because America is hard-headed and they're gonna keep looking for ways to try and get one up in this situation, even if it means putting the lives of all of the American people and everyone else at risk. As long as you don't win, that's all they're concerned with. Like, they not themselves. If they can't be on top, if America can't be on top, nobody gets it. That's the kind of mentality that they got in this country. Trust me, I would know. I'm a dark-skinned black woman and I'm American. Okay? Listen, so basically the Middle East Spectator provided us with this important information that was shared amongst our mutuals, stating that Iran basically came up with some information to America. Remember we talked about how we don't know exactly what was said, how America was able to talk KK down from this situation? Well, it looks like this is the conversation that they had, baby. America got the bump in their gums talking about, oh, I ain't had nothing to do with that. What do you need from me? XYZ. I told y'all, America knows that they would lose a direct one-on-one situation with Iran, so that's why they're using Israel as a puppet. But then when it came down to it, they backed out at the last possible minute and pretty much left Israel by themselves to take the heat for the whole situation. So basically, Iran, KK, countered that information that America was giving them and said, listen, you're not who we want at this moment in time, but baby, don't push me, okay? I'm willing to overlook what's been going on, and we can chit-chat about that later, but right now, my number one objective is to free the Palestinians, okay? So here's what we're going to do, because I need to know what it is, what you want from this situation, and you only got A or B, pick one of them, ain't going to be no C. Either you going to move up out of the way and let me do my nasty work, or you can go talk to your mans, tell them to knock this shit the fuck off. Because if he don't, I'm going to do my nastiest work. And nastiest work is exactly what he asked for. Iran has reportedly communicated to the United States through the Sultanate of Oman. Mind you, the foreign minister of Iran was in, he went to go visit, basically speak with Yemen, like high-ranking government officials of Yemen, but they met up in Oman. So it makes sense as to why why it came down the pipeline in Oman, because they trying to get it all the way up to KK, okay? But they got to go through a certain channel in order to get it to KK, all right? So basically stated, like, that the Islamic Republic intends to directly strike Israel unless the U.S. guarantees an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and no Israeli ground invasion in Rafah, exclusive sources to Jannah Arendt stated. Now, so basically, Iran has given the U.S. a choice. It's A or B, ain't gonna be no C. Because if you counteract this with a C option, then I'm gonna provide you with a C option, and both y'all finna get clapped up in this motherfucker. Let me know what it is so I know how to move, Joe. Let me know what it is. I'm trying to be diplomatic. I'm trying to talk this through. Look, you see how the people is reacting right now. Don't nobody want this to go down, but you know I ain't no killer, but baby, don't you push me. I've had to get up and come all the way to Golden Heights off my shit to come and deal with this shit when I been told you to wrap this mother up. I been told you that, and you decided you wanted to play in my face. Now, this is my last time, Joe. Now, for those of the Iranians that were in the back of the room screaming and shouting about how he wasn't going to do this and the third KK, how he was and how he was this evil man, I hear you in your pain, but I can't hear your pain over the pain and suffering of the Palestinians, is what I'm trying to say. Don't nobody give a fuck about that right now. Right now, we're worried about who's going to help us free the Palestinians. Imagine thinking that some pain that has existed for centuries, where you yourself have a warm bed, food, and you are not facing immediate extinction, would take precedence over an active genocide and the people that are actively having to deal with man-made starvation, genociding, and being ethnically cleansed along with the enriched history of their ancestors. Imagine that. You also being a brown person, seeing the type of pain that you yourself have been put through from KK, which, by the way, in case you ain't know, baby, we're all going through it. They're all dictators, and we fully know that. But for some reason, you seem to think that your pain was a lot louder than the pain of the Palestinians. This man clearly does not want to go to war, because if he wanted to go to war, then he would have been did some shit. Don't worry, I got proof. The fact that you claim to be be Iranian and you don't even realize that your own Iranian government has been making it known, baby, if we wanted to, we would. But we gonna chill out. We gonna give you an opportunity to figure this situation out. So again, like I said in the previous video, they been was supposed to clap shit up. They been was supposed to set shit off. Shit was already set tripping. And yes, we heard about high-ranking Iranian government officials making their ways to them bunkers. That's the same thing they do right before the elections here in America. That ain't nothing new. See,
the sister is saying what I'm saying. And I'm glad somebody else saying what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's why we as black men and black women in America, we already know what the deal is. We already know how the flow is. We already know what the scoop is. Half of these guys out here, with no disrespect, their mindset is so low down and IQ-ish. Their IQ is retardation. How in the heck you gonna wait all this time and all these people slaughtered? How in the heck you gonna sit up here and be in your feeling and these people, children, women, and older people is dying and you sitting up there eating up your chop? I told y'all world, all these leaders out here, with no disrespect personally, but your mindset is you scared. You ain't fit to lead. Y'all need to sit down and let somebody else lead. Because I can see all these leaders out here acting like they all this and talking all that. That's what I say, man. You know, she hit it so much on the nail, I'm going to let her continue.
War. They on the brink of war. Literally right now. So, yeah, we want somebody to go in and stop Israel. Am I going to apologize for that? Hell no, because I want the Palestinians to make it through this situation. It is what it is. Iranian media has reported our military only needs 400 seconds to respond, in which we see a video on what type of damage they talking about. And baby, believe me when I tell you, these ain't the people you want to ignore. That's all I'ma say. So if America was smart, you would not try to backdoor a situation. You would not try to take this to the next level. Because I saw this video. I also saw the missiles that they got. And our missiles don't look nothing like that. And their missiles look like they do damage. That's all I'ma say about that. Them wasn't no submarine missiles. Them was, and the edges of them, the points of the missiles was sharp, honey. Like somebody really took their time with that design. They wanted it to be known. Knock, knock, ding dong. We're coming. They wanted it to be known. So, again. Now, sources have been saying that the U.S. been trying hard to prevent Iranian retaliation against Israel, but from what's coming down the olive branch, they may be getting into some mess over there in Damascus. As people have been reporting, I'm not certain if it's true or not, but I will be back to provide you with clarification. But they're saying that there's some things going on at the U.S. embassy overseas. I'm not sure what it is and what it ain't, but it sounds like, you know, I don't know, because he provided Joe with an opportunity to back out of the situation, to also convince Bibi not to go into Rafah, and he gave him his stipulations. He said, if this stuff stops, everybody around me that's literally throwing bows, they all stop. But if you don't handle the situation, Joe, I'm going to give you opportunity to handle the situation. Because if I got to handle it, it's going to get handled. And you already know that. I'm already here and I'm ready to get shit shaking. Let me know what it is, Joe. That's basically what he said. Biden has started to put pressure on Israel to conclude the ceasefire. But apparently, BB ain't listening to nobody. They talking about, listen, we ain't never scared. We ain't ducking no action. Well, I'm glad you got that much heart, Israel. I'm glad you want to go out in a blaze of glory, because at this point in time, that's what it's looking like for you. It's looking like pew pew for you and all your vovos, because y'all not paying attention to what you really should be paying attention to. America been quiet as hell. Our nation's leaders, they are used to... You can't tell I'm from America. I talk a lot. I'm long-winded as hell. The fact that they are no longer taking your calls is evidence that you're just not paying attention to what's going on. You're not reading the room, girl. Like, you, child. But it can also lead to some information, because we know that America is known for saying one thing and doing the exact opposite. And I feel like Iran also prepared for that as well. Mind you, this man is financially backing all of these different operations that are all leading back into Gaza. It's not that we are paying attention to these dictators and giving them love. What we're seeing is our government, the United States government and Israel, centered all of their nasty work around one centralized place, and all of these little fires that have been starting in Moscow and in the United States of America and several different places all at once have all led back to this particular moment. So right now, the American people are asking you, the United States government, what are you going to do? They have put the pressure back on you. The ball is in your court. Are you going to stop this from happening? Or are you going to be the nasty bitch that we know you are? Come on, now's the time where you can actually turn around. And you, it's never too late for y'all to make the right decision. Let me know what y'all think down below, because it's getting worse. Like I said.
Well, what I think below is the prophecies must be fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? The prophecies must be fulfilled. If not, the Bible is a liar. This got to happen. Now, I've been saying we got next since I've been on this podcast. Half of y'all haven't even seen me thinking I'm believing, thinking I'm bluffing. In order for us to get next, a whole lot of stuff got to drop. And we seeing it dropping. We seeing the sky open, the Most High about to come and do his thing. Come out here and give our superpowers back. Our spiritual powers back. The 144,000 back. But I'm looking at this in, all in the movie scene. You know, okay, I got my popcorn, got my water, got my little snacks. So I'm just watching it. And just analyzing all these moves and checking out all these plays. And just checking out, looking at, watching the plot, seeing the crafty counter, seeing the fake move. Keep telling y'all, the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. Does that make sense? Do you understand what it said? The earth right here that we on, this planet, is given to the hands of the wicked. So who in charge of this world, who making power moves in this world, and who making all these other things in this world is the wicked.
I'ma keep it like an island boy. I'ma keep it like an
island boy. I'm just trying to make.
And I'm an island boy. I'ma keep it like an
island boy. I'm an island boy. I'm just trying to make.
And I'm an island boy. I'ma keep it like an
island boy.
These streets keep calling me. They don't want me to leave the life behind. Staring at the stars, wishing I had the time. Well, my kids need food and my girl needs me. Sometimes I dream that I'm finally free. So baby, don't play me, I ain't no toy. I'm a prisoner here, but I still make noise. And I'ma shout that I'm about it with all my voice. I'm a street kid now, but one day I'll be an island boy. I'm just trying to make it, I'm an island boy.
I'ma keep it like an
island boy, I'm an island boy.
Wake up. We are trying to wake you up. Thanks to fact checkers on USA Today, we have completely debunked the misinformation sparked by the conspiracies of this solar eclipse. Watch this video till the end, perform your duty as a human being, and share this video and watch it till the end before you denounce anything.
Welcome to a day in the life on Earth in 2024. So early next week, the Sun, which is 400 times larger than the Moon, and coincidentally exactly 400 times farther away than the Moon, will be 100% perfectly covered up by the Moon during a total solar eclipse, because they appear exactly the same size in the sky, which is quite the coincidence, considering we are moving around the Sun at 66,672 miles an hour, while the Sun is hurling through a forever exponentially expanding space at 448,000 miles an hour, and the Moon is just able to cover up the Sun 100% perfectly, no more, no less. That is a bit of a coincidence, if you ask me. Meanwhile, NASA will be firing 3 rockets into the total solar eclipse to study the air. And those rockets are named Apep, after the Egyptian serpent demon god of destruction and chaos. Don't believe me? Ask NASA for yourself. The mission is called Apep. The acronym was chosen because Apep is also the name of the serpent god from ancient Egyptian cosmology, who pursued the sun god Ra and every so often nearly consumed him, resulting in an eclipse. So they gave a very innocent and understandable reasoning for naming it Apep, but they forgot to mention that Apep represents the forces of chaos, death, and disorder. It's literally the opposite of light and good. It's pure evil. The serpent demon god of destruction is what they're naming the rockets that they're shooting into the sun after. But that's not all. Meanwhile, all of this is going on while NASA is shooting rockets into the total solar eclipse, and while the Moon is perfectly covering the Sun, CERN, who has a statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside their door, will be firing up the largest machine in the entire world, the Large Hadron Collider. That's right, they are going to be firing billions of protons at each other at the speed of light in a 17-mile-long tunnel, trying to recreate the conditions 1 second after the Big Bang. And they are firing it up during the total solar eclipse. Besides the fact that they have the statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside their door, I guess it's also just a coincidence that their logo is literally 3 sixes. And I guess it's also a coincidence that CERN is located in Geneva, Switzerland. And the Bible says that Satan lives where Antipas was put to death. And Antipas was put to death at the Apollyon Temple in Geneva, Switzerland. But it goes even deeper than that. CERN and the Large Hadron Collider are specifically located in a city called St. Genis Poli. I know I'm probably butchering that. But that city translates to Apolliacum, which was a village temple dedicated to Apollo. And Apollo is very closely compared and related to Shiva, which is the statue that they have right outside. And Apollo is very closely associated with destruction, means to destroy. And they have a statue of the god of destruction right outside, while NASA is shooting 3 rockets into the solar eclipse named after the serpent demon god of destruction. So CERN, whose logo is 666, who has a statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside, is located at an ancient temple of Apollo. And the ancient temple of Apollo was believed to have a portal to the underworld right underneath it. And the Large Hadron Collider is located right on top of it, where they're trying to smash particles together to create what created the universe. The Bible says they had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek is Apollyon, that is destroyer. I guess it's also a coincidence that the World Wide Web was created at CERN. And WWW translates into Hebrew as 666. So, not only will NASA, whose name means to deceive in Hebrew, be shooting 3 rockets into the total solar eclipse named after the serpent demon god of destruction, but at the same exact time, CERN, whose logo is 666, who created the World Wide Web that translates into 666, who has a statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside their door that is built on top of a temple dedicated to Apollo, the god of chaos and destruction and the ruler of the underworld, they will be firing up the Large Hadron Collider and shooting particles at each other at the speed of light to create dark matter during the total solar eclipse. Does this not sound like they're trying to, like, open a portal or send us into the Upside Down or something? Because honestly, the Large Hadron Collider looks a lot like that portal opener that they had in Stranger Things. And even one of the top scientists working on the Large Hadron Collider said, out of this door might come something, or we might send something to it. Does that not sound like a portal is opening up? Sergio Bertolucci said that. He is an Italian particle physicist and the former director of research and scientific computing at CERN. So I think he knows what he's talking about. So considering all of the satanic references associated with CERN that I just mentioned, including the human sacrifice ritual that happened right outside of CERN, right in front of the Hindu Statue of Destruction, I don't think that they're opening this portal for anything good. I'm gonna be honest. If you don't remember that CERN ritual happening, here's a video of it. I'm about to play it. And then the fact checkers came out and said that it was just a bunch of scientists playing a prank on us and performing a fake human sacrifice ritual in front of the God of Destruction, because scientists are just known for their pranks and human sacrifice is so funny. And on another note, the moon is also turning red. It's rusting because hematite is being found on it. And hematite is derived from the Greek word for blood. And I guess it's just a coincidence that the Bible says the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
So check this out, you guys. This is in Bradford, England. There was some disturbances and someone heard a loud boom and all the power just went out in the neighborhood. Now here's the thing. This is the second day in a row that they had no power. Check this out.
Gentlemen, welcome to the third world country, England, where there's no electric or nothing. End times. We are living end times. There's no electric. The whole of England is cut power.
What I'm fascinated at is that red sky, y'all. Do you guys see that sky? All right, here's the other day. Here is the first day.
To the third world country, England has become the third world country. There is no electric. They were warning us that there will be no more electric. And here it is. No more electric. So welcome.
But yeah, what I'm fascinated is the sky, y'all. The sky is red, like so red. Do you guys see that? I don't know what that loud boom was, but it's interesting to say the least, y'all. What do you guys think is going on here, y'all? Can anybody comment on this? Anybody from England know what's going on? Bradford, England? What's going on here? And what's the update? Because I looked on this guy's TikTok and I can't find nothing. So maybe the power's still off and he has no power for his battery for his phone. So anybody, yeah, let us know what's going on, y'all, please. And
you guys, I got some breaking news, okay? You guys know I'm from New Zealand. I have a lot of family over in the UK, New Zealand, Australia. They're not telling you about this, guys. What have I been telling you guys? I have been over target 1,000%. That is why I was the most watched person on here. And that is why Target has teams. I mean, that is why TikTok has teams not letting any of my information get out. If by any chance you get this information, pay attention. England is now over their second full day of complete power grid down, going on their third. They are blacking this out. I told you everything was systematic with Facebook and the phones. I told you March going into April. My podcast is supposed to be up tonight. They've had some issues with the upload portal. It'll be up tomorrow. I'll try to add some things. But guys, pay attention. If you don't listen to anybody else, you guys know I keep it 100% legit. It's not fear-mongering. Thank God my followers understand what's going on here. It is preparing my people for what is coming. This is big news. Am I saying that this is it? Absolutely not. But this could absolutely be it. It is perfect timing. And the next time, we might not be able to communicate. So I'm going to tell you now, England is now over their second full day complete power grid down. This is how it happens. Pay attention, people. Get your shit together.
Too many things going on at once in this world. Too many things. Power outages mounting as major spring snowstorm socks New England. There's power outages right now in New England. Guys, comment below, share this post, let everybody know what's going on in this world. This is world news. When will it stop? I don't know. At this point, it looks like it's never going to stop. Let's just be real. We got the bridge. We got the Oklahoma Bridge, Baltimore, earthquake, Taiwan. elephant killing some lady in Africa. And now we have power outages in New England. Guys, comment below, share this post, let everybody know what's going on.
In the shadows of the Vatican catacombs, high-ranking Catholic members covertly summoned evil forces, risking their souls and the sanctity of their faith in the depths of the 1800s.
Share this. I don't want to be blamed.
I know, and I could stop you.
I know. I don't want to be blamed if you cannot get to sleep tonight.
No, I'll be okay.
Okay. All right. So, this dark energy in the future will render the universe so large, having accelerated so significantly that all the galaxies of the night sky will have accelerated beyond our horizon.
What?
And all the galaxies are the source of our knowledge of cosmology, of the Big Bang. Everything we know about the history of the universe comes to us from these galaxies. If they accelerate beyond our horizon, the next generation of cosmic explorers will only have the stars of the Milky Way to think about. There would have been an entire chapter of the universe ripped from their view. And they will be trying to contemplate an understanding of the universe without a significant part of what its past was. And so I lose sleep wondering, today, was there some previous chapter ripped from the universe itself? And here we are. And here we are, you know, touching the elephant, not knowing that, in fact, there's an elephant standing there. Or maybe there's the shadow of the elephant and the elephant has been moved. We don't know what we don't know. And this...
In post.
Turn it down!
I don't know the score. I don't even remember who's playing.
Okay, no internet. We can do what we did in the olden days. What?
We just have to find a VCR repair store. I'll look online, which I can't because there's no internet. Damn it! Lisa, solve this.
I've solved enough puzzles today.
Well, Flanders' network is working. Maybe we could ask him for the password.
You can't just ask someone for their password. That's rude. Come on, boy.
So beautiful.
Almost there. You just need to go up the last rung.
That's not a rung. It's the top.
The top is a rung?
No, it's not.
Let me check on Google.
We don't have internet.
Maybe if I keep refreshing, it'll come back. Refresh, 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 refresh. Oh, this is pointless. Refresh, refresh, refresh. No. Refresh, refresh. Refresh.
You guys need jackets?
No, we're fine. No!
The internet's back on!
I'm told you guys about these doggone demons out here, and I'm not talking about children walking around in Halloween costumes. I'm not talking about little ghosts and goblins. I'm talking about real doggone demons. And I told you guys several times, over and over, that they will start to manifest because the veil is dropping, right? I know you heard it here first. And I say there's real demonic entities here. There's beings other than you and I. Talk about predictive programming. Well, they getting ready. They trying to gear you up, get you ready for these demons that you might be getting ready to see. Like I told you, you know, I tried to forewarn you that they live. Okay, so I'm gonna bring this up to the screen.
Well, scientists are also using technology to better understand a rare disorder called PMO. In short, it causes people to see demonic faces everywhere. Researchers at Dartmouth, they created a digital representation of what one person has been experiencing. The resulting images just published in a medical journal out of the blue. The man started noticing that people's faces around him looked like their ears, noses, and mouths were stretched back and other things were distorted. Scientists don't know the cause of PMO, but the patient in the study did suffer both carbon monoxide poisoning and a head injury.
That's a lot
to take in.
In medieval Europe, not only were the streets filled with human waste, but their culinary habits were equally bizarre. At a feast from that era, you might have found mummies on the table alongside steak and bread covered in bird droppings, as well as pastries crawling with maggots. The scarcity of mummies today can be traced back to Europeans consuming them entirely. Medieval medical texts claimed mummies could cure a range of ailments from tumors and gout to the plague and even syphilis. Mummies were fried into steaks, ground into powder, used as seasoning for bread and wine, and even made into paint, mummy brown, leaving their mark on numerous famous paintings. Europeans dined on mummies from the 12th to the 23rd century, spurred by a misunderstanding related to the medicinal pitch, leading to a craze for eating mummies that lasted until they began making mummies out of Europeans themselves. Not stopping at consuming human remains, medieval Europeans also ate maggots. Italian bakers would leave bread outside to attract flies to lay eggs. When the eggs hatched into maggots, the bread would ferment, making a protein-rich meal. Nobles, always seeking to distinguish their dining habits, invented elaborate meals like hollowing out baked bread and stuffing it with live birds, creating a spectacle as birds flew out when the bread was cut open, leaving behind nothing but a bread shell potentially filled with bird droppings. As time progressed, Europe gradually moved away from these dark culinary practices. Modern dishes like Starry Night may pay homage to the inventive spirit of medieval cuisine. Using the restroom in bed, sharing sleep with livestock, you can hardly imagine how outrageous the history of beds in medieval Europe could be. Reading this will completely overturn your perspective. Throughout 1,000 years of European history, beds were not just for sleeping, but also served as the most important social space. This was because, during the Middle Ages in Europe, a bed was always a public place. People didn't just sleep with family members, but often with strangers as well. Since houses back then were not divided into rooms, everyone's life revolved around the bed. Everything from eating and drinking to the processes of birth and death took place on the bed. At night, men and women, young and old, would squeeze into the same bed. And even when guests came over, they would have to sleep with the guests and the livestock. Even excretion took place in bed, leading to a mess if not cleaned up in time. What's more exaggerated is that when people traveled and stayed elsewhere, they would share a bed with strangers. You might fall asleep alone, but wake up in the morning surrounded by burly men. However, this was considered normal back then. Yet, the ancient Europeans' obsession with beds didn't stop there. Since beds were the most important social tool of the era, many ordinary families would spend all their savings just to buy a new bed, not for sleeping, but for showing off wealth. The cucking stool was an invention of medieval England, specifically designed as a form of torture targeted at women. It was primarily used to punish women known for gossiping, cursing, or being argumentative. If a man felt that his wife had a bad temper, he could request the punishment of the cucking stool for her. This device resembled a seesaw, and during the punishment, the woman would be tied to a chair and submerged into cold water. The process involved dipping the woman along with the chair into the water for 10, 20 seconds at a time, pulling her up just before she could drown, and then submerging her again. This would continue until the woman confessed to her offenses, with opportunities to admit guilt offered between dippings. Some women would rather drown than submit, as adulthood offered little reprieve. They would be executed immediately by hanging or burning. Crowds, taking pleasure in the spectacle, would gather to watch the cucking stool in action, sometimes numbering in the tens of thousands.
What is the Vatican keeping secret?
For their entire time that they've existed, they've collected manuscripts and relics and items, not only for their own research and to support their ideas, but also to prevent anything coming out. Because they need to control the information around biblical issues, they can't allow alternative views to become public. They've got 52 miles of shelving of books and manuscripts alone. So that'll be everything from early first century fragments to potentially entire alternative gospels. There's the potential for alternative views to emerge. There were lots of different books originally that were set to go in the Bible, and it was only through a process of politics mainly that the final books were chosen. You'd expect an archive to be a public record that's made available, but because there's the potential for controversial material, you're not allowed access. They have potentially tens of thousands of documents that are still uncatalogued. So there could be documents they've got no idea of the importance of that they've got stored.
And is it just documents?
There's definitely relics. We know that from the Holy Land, certain items were returned, some quite extreme items. The foreskin of Christ is one of them that's said to be in the Vatican. Even the umbilical cord was supposed to have been kept.
What is the Vatican keeping secret?
What's up, America? Check this out. This just in. XL Energy to cut power to 55,000 people along Colorado's Front Range aimed wildfire risk on Saturday. No joke. Check this out. Due to the potential of hurricane force winds and the resulting risk of wildfires along Colorado's Front Range on Saturday, XL Energy says it plans to de-energize power lines across the western side of the Denver metro area up through Lamar County. The energy giant is set to start cutting power in its lines around 3 p.m. on Saturday and continuing through Sunday. It says an estimated 55,000 customers may be impacted in Boulder County. Okay, look, I get that there is a potential risk, but cutting the power intentionally to 55,000 people during problems, is that not more risk? I know the Texas wildfires has them very much on edge, but they're cutting power to 55,000 plus people before anything happens. It's not certain something's going to happen. There's a possibility it may happen. So that takes precedence over 55,000 people's lives. For not only for a couple hours, they're talking like 48 to 72 hours here.
See, you can't know Messiah coming back. Your royal roar, your royal roar. Your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise to mind the world. That's the update. California on fire, Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured. The sheep waiting on they self. He gon' get us together. That day gon' be so special. They repenting up next. Stop that sinning, boy, he catch you. His protection is a blessing. Song of Israel can do nothing but raise my hand. The farm about to clean the land. So Jacob return again. By the way, we found the Ark of the Covenant. We ain't
searching for the things that are so. Them chariots is coming, prophecy you can't know. Messiah coming back, you'll wind and roll, you'll wind and roll. Your salvation draw near, look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming, he got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world, that's the update. California on fire, Greece on fire, y'all we had to.